Mark, Propane Days is taking place here in Washington, D.C. I know that you have a real mission when it comes to working with propane and targeting agriculture as an industry sector. Tell us a little bit about what that mission is on the part of PERC.
Well, it began about, 11 years ago with the passage of the Propane Education and Research Act. There's a 5% mandate, meaning we must spend at least 5% of our funds on programs and projects to benefit agriculture. So we are an industry that recognizes the value of agriculture. Agriculture is a key customer base for us, and we are committed to developing new uses and improving existing uses of propane technology for farmers. It's all about helping farmers farm better.
So what are some of the projects? Speak about some of the ones that you've already been working on that maybe people aren't all that familiar with, though.
Well, something like poultry house sanitation. You know, a lot of these technologies use heat to kill a pest, and poultry house sanitation uses heat to go into poultry houses, kill bacteria, pathogens, and it does that as a chemical alternative or a chemical replacement, and very effective. You know, heat is still used to pasteurize our milk. It can also be used to kill all sorts of other pathogens.
And so how would PERC have been involved in that project? What was the role that you played?
Well, in that particular project, we started by testing an idea. You know, a pretty creative person was out there inventing this technology, and we found out about it, and we worked with the University of Arkansas and funded some testing. You know, they walked behind the machine and analyzed samples before and after and found that we were getting significant reductions of bacteria, and we also noticed birds were growing faster, responding to that cleaner and better sanitized environment. So then we got excited, and luckily a manufacturer came on board and developed a machine, and we worked with that manufacturer to help them refine it and test it further.
So how does propane, or why is propane such a good fuel alternative for that type of an application?
Well, first of all, it's very clean burning. It's among the cleanest burning of any fuel. So we're very proud of that reputation. But it's also got the most energy per pound of really any fuel out there, meaning it's a very portable fuel. So we could take a pound of propane out to a farm and do quite a bit with it. You can't do that with natural gas. It's not as portable. So if you're off the natural gas main, you're likely to be a propane customer, and you're going to use propane in applications. Well, traditionally, we cook our food over it, we heat our buildings with it, we just do a number of things with it and take advantage of those portability attributes and those clean burning attributes.
So what are some of the other projects that you're involved in with agriculture that PERC is specifically funding or helping make happen?
Well, other types of weed control technology or pest control. One I'll talk about is steam weed control, where we actually use propane and water to develop a steam. And that steam can be used to kill plant pests. It can do that without obviously burning them. It can do that without damaging the soil or the roots or some of the drip irrigation tubing that might be present in orchards and vineyards. So we've got a real viable concept there. We're working to perfect that concept and perfect that equipment, but what we've seen so far is quite encouraging. You know, true organic means of weed control with propane steam is possible.
So where does that project stand at this point? I mean, at what point are you in the development of this?
Well, there's a company from Australia called DJ Batchin who's actually brought the technology over, sold a few units, and farmers from around the country are demoing it right now. We're also working with an engineering firm in Iowa who's taken a look at that machine and trying to redesign it and perfect it, if you will, for the U.S. market. So I would say it's an early market entry product at this point, you know, very much in that initial, I guess, late development, early marketing stage.
And I'm sure there are some other projects that, again, in the ag area that you're working on right now that you're featuring to people here on the Hill?
Well, yeah, there's a couple that use hot air that we're testing right now, both experimental but you know, very practical concepts. One is a company called Temp Air in Burnsville, Minnesota, uses a technology to heat buildings or to heat grain bins specifically to kill insect pests that are inside of them. They have a very precise mobile technology that can be deployed to a farm, hook a hose up to a building, and heat it to a given temperature. It's about 130 degrees Fahrenheit. And at that temperature, nothing is damaged inside the structure, but they hold that hold it and monitor that temperature for a period of time until they can eradicate any insect pest. The entire life cycle of the pest can be destroyed, cocoon, pupa, larva, whatever it is. And then basically we can fumigate buildings or structures with heat now and do it effectively and kill pests without risking the environment with additional chemical applications.
If you've had some interaction with people here at Propane Days, How are they receiving this type of information, and what kind of interest do you see?
I see great interest. You know, they're real excited about the potential for cleaning the air in California, for example, with clean burning propane engines or methods of doing things that will produce less potential for runoff or soil or water contamination. So we think we're a good fit for some of the programs that are out there right now, and you know, those that will come out even stronger perhaps in the next farm bill, you know, some of the conservation title, for example, you know, those things match up nicely with the attributes propane has.
Well, I already spoke with Tom Arnold with Roush Manufacturing, and you had have an F-150 liquid propane powered truck here, and certainly, again, talking about ag, you know, we use a lot of trucks out on the farm. That sounds like it's a multi-purpose project.
Yeah, we're hoping to really begin promoting that, too, to the ag market. You know, it would work well for a farmer who may have a fleet. You know, they set up their own refueling infrastructure on the farm and operate a fleet of trucks off of that. You know, they can reduce their fuel cost, take advantage of some tax incentives, as I'm sure he mentioned to you, to purchase the vehicles and really have an economical, reliable, and clean-burning alternative pickup there.
So what else is PERC doing that you really would like people to know, and especially when it comes to the targeting the agricultural sector?
Well, you know, just additional technology development like cotton defoliation. We're trying to use heat to develop efficient technology to get the leaves off of cotton. You know, again, another alternative to chemical defoliants and chemical bowl openers. You know, it's really one pass with propane equals a couple passes with, you know, those types of chemicals, another environmental and organic solution, if you will. And, you know, just in general, you know, our commitment to agriculture, we want people to know that, you know, we're trying our best every day to find new solutions for the farmer. Our goal is to make the farmer more productive, provide new solutions, increase efficiency of existing applications, you know, just whatever we can do with our R&D dollars to help stimulate energy savings, cleaner environment, et cetera, is what we're all about.
And if people would like more information about what you're doing in this area, where would they find that? I know you've got more than one website, I think, actually. Is there a particular place they ought to go to?
A good place to go would be to agpropane.com, and they would find a lot of information there about our various research and development programs, and probably find links to other websites that we have that are provide additional information. We are a grant-making institution. I mean, we do look for researchers who are interested in doing further work in this area, so that's a good place to send a university, someone who's interested in perhaps doing work that we might collaborate on down the road.
So if somebody did think they had a project that you might be interested in, is there a best person or place to call to bring that to your attention?
Yeah, I would definitely be the person if it was an agriculture project. So if you went to agpropane.com, you could find fact sheets on existing research and development projects. And my contact information is on all those fact sheets. So you'll find fact sheets on poultry house sanitation, cotton defoliation, frost prevention research that we've done in northwestern orchards. So just a number of different samples of some of our work there and contact information as well.
Well, thank you very much. That's Mark Lightman with the Propane Education and Research Council. We're here at Propane Days taking place in Washington, D.C. I'm Chuck Zimmerman.